Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Duck and ghost stories, and I want everybody to be prepared to not like Steve.
Yeah, because ghosts don't exist, so.
You know that they do, and you just, let me tell you this. There's a theater in Canada that's auctioning off being able to be the ghost of their theater, and I'm going to put your name in on
the wait what
yes.
No,
all old theaters. Did you ever act or do anything weird in high school? Not really, right?
The weird part, but not acting.
You're right, yeah. But you acted in high school.
Yeah,
right?
I was theaters such a theater nerd.
Under theaters, backstage of theaters.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Up in the rafter of theaters.
Super haunty.
Yeah.
Haunty.
Very haunty.
Things move around that shouldn't move around.
Lights go on and off. There's weird stuff.
Lights are supposed to go, and then things move.
I'm telling you, it's especially when you're alone. I wasn't a theater kid, but I was a band nerd. So the band nerds and the theater kids hung out.
Yeah.
And so I had access to go into, I don't remember the name of
that auditorium.
Yes, Vance.
All the nerdy stuff.
Vance Brand. It was named after the astronaut that was born in Longmont. Vance Brand Auditorium. You go backstage, and Vance is there, man.
Okay, he's not.
Dude,
it's some, like Amber said, it's some curtains and some lights.
But things move.
Curtains move. They're supposed to move.
No, not.
Oh, you're not. Are you talking like moving around?
Yes.
There's
you feel a presence.
This okay.
is why, we want you guys to call with your ghost stories, and Steve will do that. But Amber
ignore
and I,
him.
Right. Ignore.
I'll have an answer. There'd be a logical explanation for every story we get.
Anyway, this theater in Ontario doesn't have a ghost. It doesn't feel haunted. So they are auctioning off the right for you. They're like, if you win this auction, when you die, they'll let you haunt their theater.
You have a place to go already.
Wait, you're saying if I'm a ghost and I try and go to this theater and it's locked, they're not going to let me in? I'm a ghost. I can go anywhere I want.
You don't have a connection to the theater, so you're not. I don't think you can haunt a place you haven't been. I don't think. I like how suddenly you know all the parameters of afterlife rules. Yes. Yeah, well, I feel like having watched Beetlejuice and read over Alec Baldwin's shoulder from the manual for the recently undead.
Okay.
Your life energy imprints on things.
Okay.
So you can haunt your house because your life energy's been in that house.
But if I've never been to that church.
Yeah, you can't suddenly haunt Dubai even because you were so scared to go there in real life.
Scared.
But just so then you can't suddenly be like, ooh, Dubai. You can't do that.
So because they won't let me in or they won't let me travel? I'm a ghost.
The spirit world won't let you go there.
Yeah. Oh, the spirit world.
The spirit subway won't go there.
I think it makes sense. You can only go in the spirit world where you've been in real, in your physical life.
Well, being a ghost sucks. That's boring. I'm not going to see anything new. I've been every place.
It's not like a recruiter.
That's why you have to live your life. To the fullest.
We were going to be talking ghost stories, but instead it's an intervention on Steve.
Believe.
So you can go haunt someplace
real quick,
cool.
There's a stat that came out. 1/3 of Americans say that they've experienced a ghost or ran into a ghost.
Yes.
You know, yet none of you grabbed your phone to take a picture of the ghost. I find it fascinating. With all this technology, we still don't have to capture evidence of the ghost.
Yes, we have.
We have.
Yes.
There are lots of pictures of apparitions.
There are so many pictures, and then they do heat and energy
Yeah, what are those? The paranormal things. Dudes? Our buddy
okay.
Connor.
Okay, gave me that look.
Connor,
whatever.
The dude, he ended up working up at the
Stanley
the
Hotel.
Stanley,
yeah.
Which is haunted
it's,
as
there's
hell.
No
major
haunted.
Haunted.
It's
to,
just
I
old.
Dare you to, okay, I will give you a little bit of that.
Okay.
Because I've spent the night there. My brother got married up there.
What?
I know. Crazy. And when you spend the night, there are...
Yes.
And then you're like, it's all radiator
it's the
heat.
Piping it's, or,
there's
yeah.
a lot of piping
or
things.
Or creaking wood floors or
but
the
when
walls.
When the wood
or...
floor creaks in your room, that's when you go, that's not normal.
The hotel is settling. It's always expanding and contracting. The
I don't
wall
know, man.
Temperature, everything
it's,
is.
It's not haunted in the Shining way, but it's haunted.
What? Did you get a picture? Dude, you are a technology guy. You've yet to snap a.
I personally,
a selfie?
While I've drank the Kool-Aid for Apple and all of their wares,
TikTok.
I don't think that they have the technology to capture it. I think the people on Ghost Hunters or paranormal whatever, they use what Amber's talking about, like heat cameras or stop making his. It's not fair because no one can see his face.
Yeah.
So then he like, I'm trying to talk about my what I'm passionate about, and he's just like making
mocking
this face. And
you.
Just, yes. And it's, you're fully mocking me.
I was mocking the heat thing or whatever that was.
Or like it's an energy.
Yeah,
it,
I know.
Energy.
They like they can take pictures of the thermal energy, like she said, or like they have the night vision. Like when they do the night vision,
yes.
Like I went on a ghost hunt thing and you put on the night vision and so you see everybody in the green, like you have that green
yeah.
light or whatever
yeah.
and everybody looks weird and then you'll see something go whoop, like fast behind you and it's just, and you're like, what the, and like, how are you going to catch that on your phone? You don't have the green thing on your phone.
I find it fascinating. The odds, the second you, after you put on these goggle thing, bam, you saw a ghost. It's like, wow, what are the odds that 2 seconds later
know
you saw.
You put on the green thing, oh, so
they,
they're getting
that's
out
right.
of there.
I
they're
forget.
Like, they're about to catch me, I should go.
I forget that they know. I always forget that.
All right, so if you have a ghost story.
Okay, all right.
is anybody in this room, so I have so many, but I don't even like want to get, like I've seen.
How often are you running into these people?
Like I actually believe people who are more open to seeing them yeah. see them more often.
Well, that makes okay.
You have wishful to be
thinking.
Open. You're closed
it's like
off.
Wishful thinking.
I wish I no. I wish that I had stories to tell. I only have like family members that have told me really crazy stories that I'm like, oh my gosh. But I've never personally.
Honesty, I like.
But I wish I you know, I wish I.
You need to hang out with this guy. Apparently, every time he turns around, there's some.
there's there was. A I remember. I don't. I can't even remember the story
cool.
all the way. But we like my lead singer and I were out in the middle of a field trying to finish a song, and we were like looking up at the clouds, and I'm like, that cloud is starting to form a shape. It kind of looks like an old lady, and he goes, "Oh my God, it looks like my grandma," and I swear to God, we both heard Greg. And he immediately started, like, not crying a little, like, lost it. Because he was like, it was her voice. It was like, Greg. And we were just like.
So much chills.
It was, stop with the squint. Like, because we were looking at this cloud and it was like, what the hell? It was like an ominous kind of, and it was like, but it was.
It's like moving
yes,
faster
and it's like
than
moving
normal.
And I'm like, God, it looks like a lady. He goes, God, it looks like my grandma. And I was like, Greg.
And you heard
weird.
It too.
I heard it. And he was like, that was her voice. And I'm like, I heard a woman's voice. That's all I can say. And we were nowhere. There was no one else. We're trying to write a song. We're being two artists and like doing
middle
stupid-
of a field. You sure wasn't your girlfriend's or like.
None of our girlfriends came to that.
That's hard to explain. That is.
Oh.
That doesn't mean ghosts exist. It's just hard to explain.
Or it means that grandma just wanted to let him know something.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I don't know if we should have hung out long. I swear. I mean, his eyes instantly, I was like, what the hell? He just went emotional, like gone.
When you were like, weirdo.
No, I was like, did that sound like your grandma? I was like, ah.
Did you guys end up writing the song?
We did not.
Was it about grandma?
Which is why I
needed closure on the song.
All right. So if you have a ghost story, we will let Steve Tarrant know.
No, I'll, yeah.
He's going to be good. Candy has one, but clearly doesn't want her name to be out there. Candy?
Yes, Yai.
Yai.
What's your ghost story?
Yeah.
So, Cripple Creek, if you go to up there and you go into the old jail, You can request a jail tour at night.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it's a 4-hour tour.
How big is this jail?
You go through every level of the jail.
Mm-hmm.
You go through the basement where they have the morgue, where they held the ladies and the kids and everything. We went in there, and there were, in the morgue, stuff going around and knocking. We were up at where they kept the kids and the women, and dolls started flying around the room.
Single mom.
And at the end of the night, they put us in the jail cells where you could see, like, nail marks and where people were writing on the walls.
Oh, my gosh.
And they locked us in the jail cells. You could just hear knocking and stuff. We had the ghost people with us. And you could see at the end of the night, like, lights and stuff in the video.
And you did this on purpose? Like, this is...
They paid money for this.
Right. I believe in ghosts, but I don't want to intentionally go to a place where they're bad ghosts.
Yeah.
I just don't see there being like a good ghost in a jail.
Right. They're like tortured souls.
Right.
We did it for my sister's birthday. She wanted to do
that's
it
a great
so
present.
Bad.
But did you think that's part of the show, though, with the noises and the knocking and the lights and that?
Do you think they're doing it?
Yeah. It's part of the
experience. No, we actually, it was on Ghost Hunters, the people that we hired.
Hmm. Have they ever proven that ghosts exist yet?
They do every week.
That show's been on for how many years?
Thank you, Candy. Yeah, have you watched it?
No.
Okay. Blake, are you there?
Yay.
Ghosts.
So me and my dad would travel basically the United States when I was younger and go to like the most haunted places that we could find.
Okay.
And we went to the Winchester House in California and did like the tour there. And I don't know, do you guys know about that?
No.
So basically it's this haunted house, the Winchester, like the shotgun. And this lady had to keep building her house to keep the ghosts at ease. And when she stopped building on the house, the ghosts would haunt her. So we did a tour there, and it's massive. It's like a huge estate. And I was walking down a hallway with my dad, and I was just, like, shoved into the wall and got, like, knocked off my feet.
What?
By your dad?
Yeah. No, not by him. Just by, like, a ghost or something.
You didn't see anything. You just felt something push you over.
When I walked, like, it felt cold and uneasy, and then all of a sudden I was just shoved into the wall.
That's weird.
Creepy.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that I don't know, and thank you for the call, Blake. I want to know, like, what was it? Was it Ghost?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the movie Ghost?
Like, he had to learn how to make physical contact.
Right, yeah. Move the penny and all that stuff. Yeah,
to be able to, because I've seen ghosts, I've had a ton of interactions, but I've never been physically touched.
Or assaulted, or hugged you.
Because there are people who've said they've had...
They ever do like the knuckle or the elbow?
Elbow?
Bump?
No. Yeah, no. They don't know that.
Okay.
They died before the pandemic.
Oh, okay. Right, okay.
But there are people I don't know any of them that said they've had relations.
Really? What?
Legit.
Is it cold? It's always cold, I guess. Yeah,
it's cold.
Like real cold relation.
Wait, you personally know people
who've
said
heard
that?
Of, no.
Okay, I'm
no.
Like,
No. You ghosts, meet them?
Are they passionate lovers?
I don't think. Or? I think it's very. It's usually a guy laying there and a woman, like, the apparition comes over him and he feels sort of violated because she's just like, he's frozen. Like, he can't move. Like, it's happening. And it's like, oh my God.
He's being seduced or he's.
No, she's just.
Takes what she wants.
Right.
Whoa.
He's like, I want that kind of ghost in
Team ghost here.
I believe in those ghosts if they exist.
Bubbles.
Hello. Yay.
Oh, yay.
Ghost stories. What do you got?
I've actually got a couple really good ones. One of them is from the old Elitch Gardens.
Oh, the old off of Tennyson or whatever. Yeah.
Yes. And so there was a guy who was working on the big wooden roller coaster at night. Oof. Fixing it. And he saw this big glowing face. And later on, when he went into the theater, they had pictures of all the people. And he saw a face on the wall. He goes, that's the face I just saw. And it was a picture of Mr. Elitch himself who built the whole garden.
Wow.
And he saw him on top of the roller coaster.
Yeah, he saw him on top of the roller coaster when they're up there fixing it. He did this glowing face, and he totally recognized the face in the picture inside the theater. He goes, that's the same guy.
Ooh. Wow, that's freaky.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the other one is from the old stadium, because I also worked at the old stadium, Mile High Stadium.
Okay.
Was super, super haunted. And back in the day, they used to hear a baby crying all the time, and they thought it was a cat or something. And back in the day when they lowered the field, that Mile High Stadium used to be the city dump. When they lowered the, when they started digging out the field to lower it down below the seating area, they found a baby skeleton in the ground.
Nice.
And they'd been hearing this baby forever. Another thing that happened, the grounds crew, when they were in their office, went home at night. There was no game going on. The next day they came in, and the radio was blaring loud. And it was totally turned off when they left that night before.
It was the baby.
And yeah. And then one more quick thing. One of my guys who was running the security went by box 409, was very haunted. And he went by it, and it was fine. Late on that night, he saw bullet holes in the window looking into box 409, like a pellet gun or something. And no one else was in the building but him. It was late at night. He was doing the graveyard shift. And he'd been by it about an hour before, and then came back later, and there was a bunch of bullet holes. And the bullet holes were coming from the inside out, and the door was locked.
A frustrated Bronco fan.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Bubbles. I think I've got the one that's going to convince you for once
okay.
and for all.
All right.
The ghosts are real.
Okay.
Dawn?
Yay!
Yay!
What's your ghost story?
I went with a friend of mine to Fargo, North Dakota for
Boom!
Christmas.
Boom! They're Dakota ghosts! Sorry.
And her mom was also taking care of her grandparents, so there was really no room in their apartment. And so we kind of broke into a unit two more floors up, and we went to sleep. And then my friend woke me up in the middle of the night, and we heard somebody, like, walking into the house and walking down the hallway to the room where we were sleeping on the end. And we thought we were so busted. But we saw a reflection in the window that was there on the wall, and when it crossed our doorway, all we saw was like this kind of misty thing. And then it hit the window and it like whooshed out. It was gone. And the next day we found out that the guy that had lived there jumped out of that window and killed himself.
Dang.
Whoa. Wow.
That's because he lived in Fargo.
Well, I would too.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.